Thank you. ask that you use this offering for the upbuilding of your kingdom. So we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
to thank you for allowing Reverend Phyllis Martin, the owner, David Robinson, to be with us today. This continues to let us know that the God we serve is a God that is faithful. And he'll do just what he said he will do. We just have to trust him. Trust and believe that he is true to his word. I want to call your attention again to Exodus 12th chapter, verses 31 through 36. I'm not going to read that again, but we do want that to be our focal point this morning, and want to use for a call, the Lord will make a way. The Lord will make a way. Now, many times we are quick to say that we will tell people, the Lord will make a way. I believe the Lord will make a way. But then it seems sometimes that when the way doesn't come as quick as we want it to come, we begin to have second thoughts. We begin to doubt whether or not God is able to make a way. But we ought to understand, we ought to realize that God does not operate on our timetable. God does not move as quickly as we would like for him to sometimes. And I think the reason for that is that if God were to move as quickly as we wanted him to, we would not trust him as much as we do. Because sometimes it's in those times when God is not moving as quick as we would like for him to, that we find that we have to draw closer and closer to him. We have to remind ourselves that it's not what I can do, but I'm depending on God to see me through. Now we know that in this passage of Scripture, it's right at the point that God is going to deliver his chosen people from bondage. But even before Moses went down to Egypt, God told him what he was going to do. God told him, he said, the cries of my people, I've heard the cries of my people, and I'm going to bring them out. I'm going to give them a land that flows with milk and honey. The land is already occupied, but I'm going to give it to them. Moses goes down, and Moses at first begins to make excuses as to why he can't go or what it is he's supposed to say when he gets there. And we find that even after Moses gets there, we find that Moses talks to Pharaoh, that we find that the first time Moses talks to Pharaoh, Pharaoh does not respond the way Moses thought he ought to. Pharaoh does not allow God's chosen to leave. And we find that God sends plague after plague.
Yes.
And now we have the 10th plague being unleashed upon the children of Israel. We all know the story. We all know how God has told the children of Israel that they are to kill a lamb and put the blood on the doorpost, and because the death angel is going to ride through, and he was going to kill the firstborn in every house. But if there was blood on the door, he would pass over. And we find that as God does this, we find that Pharaoh finally takes heed to what Moses has been saying. We find that in verse 31 it says, then he called for Moses and Aaron by night. In other words, he didn't wait until it got day. But he said, he sent for them and he told them to leave and to take the children of Israel with them. God may not come when we want him to, but we can rest assured that he will come in the nick of time. We got to realize that just because our deliverance might be delayed, it does not mean that it's been denied. It may not happen when you want it to happen, but we've got to have faith enough to know that if God has told us it will happen, we got to believe God that it will happen. We may not see it right now, but we've got to understand that when God tells us something, God will bring it to pass. It was not left up to Moses. It was not left up to the children of Israel, but God was the one that had said, I will bring you up. I will be the one to deliver you. I will be the one to give you a land that flows with milk and honey. Moses was just going to be a vessel that God would use to bring this about. But the ultimate deliverance was going to come from God himself. We got to realize that sometimes our deliverance will be delayed, but in the midst of the delay, we've got to keep looking to God. We've got to keep trusting him in the midst of whatever we're dealing with. We've got to realize that if God has brought us to it, then God will bring us through. We can't look at situations and allow situations to dictate how we respond, but we've got to understand that even when we don't like the situation, God is still worthy to be praised. Even when it doesn't look the way we want it to look, we've got to understand that God has made us a promise, and if God has promised us, it will happen. It may not come quick, it may not come as fast as you want it to, but you've got to continue to trust God and know that he will bring you out. The children of Israel, they have complained, they have murmured, they have cried out to God, and God has heard them, and now God is about to deliver them. But even in the midst of his deliverance, God continues to make a way. If you know the story, you know that the children of Israel, the taskmasters had made life hard for them. They wanted to break them. They wanted to kill their spirit. But even as they tried to break them, even as they tried to kill their spirit, they found out that God still multiplied. They found out that God was still on the throne. They found out that God was still looking out for his children. And even in the midst of them going and telling Pharaoh to let my people go, God was preparing his people that when he delivered them, they would have everything that they needed. He instructed them to go and to ask from the Egyptians for silver and gold. And the scripture tells us that they found favor. The people who held them in captivity now were giving them what they asked for. The people who had oppressed them were now giving them the things that they were going to need when they left their country. They found that God was working on their behalf. They didn't have anything of their own, but God was giving them everything that he needs. Sometimes we've got to understand that while we are in the midst of our situation, God is equipping us. God is preparing us. God is giving us what we need so that when he delivers us, we don't have to look back, but we can look forward because he's already given us everything that we need to make it where we're going. We don't have to get it for ourselves. We don't have to try to make a way for ourselves, but we just have to trust God and know that in his own time, God will bring us through. But the children of Israel, they are instructed to leave. They are instructed to get out of Egypt. They are given their walking papers, so to speak. And we got to understand that even in our situations right now, God knows where we are. God knows what we're dealing with. God knows our very situation. And we've got to understand that many times we don't know what we need and we don't know exactly how to do it. But one thing about it, if we trust God, God will provide for us. The Lord will open doors for us. The Lord will give us what we need. We just have to trust God that even in the midst of situations that we don't understand, even in the midst of situations that we can't do anything about, we got to believe that God will
make a way. We got to believe that God is greater than our situations. We got to believe that no matter how long we've been down in Egypt, that we serve a God that is able to deliver us, that we serve a God that is watching out for us, that we serve a God who is making a way for us. We got to understand that our Egypt is not going to be our final resting place, but God is making a way for us. God is preparing a way that we might leave our Egypt. We might leave that place that represents sin, that we might go to the promised land. And preacher, how do you know that God is making a way for us? Because God knew that we were in sin. God knew that we could do nothing about it. But while we were yet in our sin, God provided a way that we might have eternal life. God gave his only begotten Son that if we would just trust him, if we would just believe in him, he would bring us out. We might live in the world, but we don't have to be like the world. We might have to reside here for a little while longer, but while we are residing here, we've got to look beyond here to where we're headed to. We've got to realize that God has a land that he's prepared for us. He's got a home that he has prepared for us, a place that's not made with hands, a place that is eternal in the heavens. We got to understand that the Lord will make a way. We got to understand that trouble don't last always, but God is a God of deliverance. God is a God of provision. God is a God of making a way. God is a God that will see us through. We got to understand that our God is an all-time God. We got to understand that our God will see us through. If we just trust him, if we just believe in him, he will bring us through. We got to trust him in the morning. We got to trust him in the noonday. We got to trust him in the midnight hour when we don't see our way. We got to believe that God will make a way for us when the enemy is all around us. We got to look to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. It does not matter what your Egypt looks like. If you believe in God, already made a way for us. If God promises us something, it's as good as done. God had already told Moses, I'm going to bring them out. But he didn't bring them out after the first plague. He didn't bring them out after the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, or ninth. But the tenth plague, God said it was time for them to move. And Pharaoh couldn't do anything about it. But if anything, he did what God wanted him to do. Because he called them in the middle of the night. Said, take what belongs to you. And you got to leave where you are. Because if you stay, we're going to die. Aren't you glad to know that God will use your enemies to advance you to your purpose? That those that have been holding you down will push you forward. Don't worry about your haters today. Don't worry about those that have been trying to stop you. Don't worry about those that have been trying to hinder you. Because God can use that person to put you where you need to be. They won't even know why they're doing what they're doing, but they'll give you what you need to get you where you're going. They'll advance you when they want to hold you back. God will. God will. God will make a way. If we just trust him, if we just hold to his unchanging hand. I'm sure the children of Israel, they got discouraged. Plague after prayed and no results. And some of them might have thought, well, ain't nothing going to happen this time either. But when God gets ready to make a way,
yes,
nobody can hinder,
yes,
what God is going to do. And there's someone here today. You are in a place and you feel like giving up. You feel like throwing in the towel. But you just don't know how close you are to your breakthrough. If you don't know how close you are to being where God wants you to be, and when you get there, God is going to elevate you. Don't give up too soon. Don't throw in the towel. A couple of weeks ago, Regina and I, we were going down 26, and traffic was backed up pretty much on both sides, especially on the west, going west. And as we were coming, we saw what the problem was. But those that were back down, they didn't know what was going on. They just knew that the traffic was slow. Well, there was this one car that decided they were going to use the little official lane and turn around and go back. But if they had just traveled probably less than half a mile, their breakthrough was right there. And they were right there ready to traffic was ready to move. But they got discouraged and they turned around. Sometimes we don't know how close our breakthrough is. You wondering when is it gonna come? When am I ever gonna get out of this? But you don't know, just a few more steps.
Yeah.
Just a few more rises of the sun. Just a few more. I can do this. Just a few more. I know God is going to see me through. And your breakthrough is right there. But how many of us, our breakthroughs are within reach, and we decide, I've had enough. I can't do this anymore. But we got to understand, it's not left up to us to break us out. God said, I will. I'm going to bring. I've heard your cry. I've heard what you're dealing with. I've heard your moaning. I'm going to bring you out. But we just got to stay in there. You gotta keep fighting. Because before you know it, before you even realize it, what used to be tight is gonna begin to loosen up. And when it begins to loosen up, you'll begin to be able to think about the goodness of Jesus. You'll be able to see how it was that it wasn't because of who you are, but because of his grace and his mercy. You'll begin to be able that in the midst of your situation, you'll be able to lift up your hands and give him praise. Because he will make a way. The Lord will make a way. Is there anybody here today that when you think back over your life, when you look at the situation you've been in, can you say, the Lord will make a way? Somebody here today, and maybe you were at that point Don't throw it in yet. Don't give up yet. But believe what I'm telling you today. The Lord will make a way. If you trust Him, He'll make a way. If there's one here today and you want to put all of your trust in Him, won't you come? You may come as a candidate for baptism by letter or by Christian experience. Would there be one today?
Yeah.